Okay, Tov, 13 days in the Omer. Today is Daf Tet in Chagiga, Tovshin Samach Zayin. We're up to the Mishnah, and I suppose I'll do it myself. Zakta Helek Mishnah. Mi Shalo Chag, B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag, Chogeg Kol HaRegel, including even the Yom Tov Acharon Shal Chag. So someone who did not bring his Korban Chagiga on the day of the first day of Yom Tov, which would be the appropriate day to bring it, he can nonetheless make up for it by bringing it to any day during the Yom Tov, even including, surprisingly, Shmini Atzeret. Now, Shmini Atzeret, technically speaking, Lagabe Tzar Kashev, which, remember, were six various issues, that it was called a regel b'fnei atzmo, but nonetheless, it's called Tashlumin L'Rishon. We learned this out of a posuk, that it's still part of Chag HaSukkot, to bring the Chagiga of Chag HaSukkot. Ovar HaRegel V'lo Chag, but however, once it's over, Eino Chayav B'Achrayuto, and there's no way to bring a Chagiga post Yom Tov. Al ze ne'emar mu'uvat lo yuchal litkon v'chisaron lo yuchal lihimanot. So that it's no way to fill up, we understand the word lihimanot at this point, as to be mimale. Later on the Gemara is going to question that. So that you, if you have a chisaron, that chisaron sometimes cannot be filled up because it's already too late. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh omer, ezel mu'uvat she'eno yachol lehitaken. If you already brought up, this is the way many Mefarshim learned it, the Tanakhama was referring to the last part of the Pasuk, which is the Chisaron. Over here you were Chosser the Chagiga. Reb Shimon ben Asya is not arguing, he's just coming to explain the first part of the Pasuk. Since we've already brought up something that is perverted, that cannot be fixed, this would mean somebody who slept incestuously with a woman, and out of the union came a mamzer. Now there's no way for him to undo that, because that's just a physical reality that keeps pointing to what he's done, and therefore in terms of the concept of kapora, which is the erasure of the impact on reality, there's no way to erase the mamzer from reality. Im tomar begonev gozel. I mean, what would you like to say it's talking about? Somebody who steals and has made an impact on reality by taking away money? Yocholu lachzirov yitaken. I mean, there's always something to do about those type of impacts. What are you going to do about the presence of a mamzer? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, ein korin mu'uvat el lamisha yametukan. You can't call something perverted unless it was something. And then you could pervert that something. But if something is what it is, it's not perverted. It just is what it is. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that mu'uvat lo yochol litkon is a reference to somebody who does a thing that can't be fixed. We're not looking at a thing. We're looking at a corruption of something. And that would have to mean ve'ezezeh talmid chacham ha'poresh me'atorah. You have a talmid chacham who is mitukan. Now he goes and becomes corrupted. That's considered to be a mu'uvat. But something which never was mitukan, why call that mu'uvat? It's a different topic entirely. Anyway, getting back, says the Gemara, to the drasha about being able to use the last day of Sukkot, which is not really Sukkot, it's Shmini Atzeret, there's a tashlumin for Sukkot. How do we know that? Minohani mili. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmol. We learn it actually from Exereshava. Nemar Atzeret b'Shviisha Pesach, and Nemar Atzeret b'Shmini Shachag. Now Shmini Atzeret is called Atzeret, but interestingly enough, in Re'ei, so is the seventh day of Pesach called Atzeret. It says Shishet Yamim Tochal Matzot, b'Yom Hashvi Atzeret L'Hashem Elokecha. Now we're going to see later that the Atzeret on Pesach, and like all the other days of Pesach, there's no reason for us to think that Atzeret on Pesach is any different. I mean, we don't even make a Shechet Yano on Atzeret on Pesach because it's the same Yom Tov, it's just commemorating another element, and it's not a different Chag. So if all the days of Pesach are suitable for Tashlumin, and we will soon see from a drasha that indeed they are. For Pesach, for sure, it's suitable for Tashlumin. There's no Hava Mina that the seventh day of Pesach is different than any other day of Pesach. Just because it's a Yantin doesn't mean it's not going to be part of the overall Tashlumin. And yet, it's still called an Atzeret. That would mean that Shemini Atzeret, despite the fact that we can isolate six issues, the Bazar Kashav issues, in which we treat it as a Yom Tov B'fnei Atzmo, nonetheless, in terms of its relationship to the days coming before it, is no different than the relationship of Pesach's seventh day to the days coming before it, in terms of what? In terms of Tashlumin. So, Avkana Tashlumin. So, well, I sure hope that that Gzeir Shavah is Mufna. It better be an extra Pesach, because you love Mufna. I mean, you can't use Gzeir Shavah because it has one word that is similar to some other word in another place, unless it's also an additional word. You can't use it against logic. And over here, it's against logic, because ikalamifra, I mean, is something that's so obviously different between the two usages. Is that imala shvisha pesach, shkenen ochaluk ben ofanav. And obviously, we're not going to treat the atzeret of Pesach as different for tashlumin, because it has no din that distinguishes it from the other dinim. It's still chayiv and matz, it's still osur and chom, it's part of bayirah, bayir matz, it's all the dinim of Pesach. Why would it be different in terms of tashlumin? You want to say, so because of that, the atzeret in terms of asiyat melacha, which is what atzeret essentially means. So we're calling it atzeret, so therefore, because we have a different holiday, which is also atzeret, so it could be a tashlumin for the sukkahs. You sit in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. You use a sukkah, a lulav. There's nothing in common with sukkahs. So what would make you think that the use of the word atzeret means that it can be used as tashlumin for Sukkot? Says the Gemara, no, of course, lie, absolutely. Afnuyim, of course it's extra. We would never have used it otherwise, michtik. I ask you, what does atzeret mean? A simple word, atzeret. Atzeret means atzur, that you find yourself bounded, in prison, so to speak. In what sense? That it's atzur be'asiyat melacha, so it's limited, preventing you from doing melacha. So then why call it atzeret? It says beferish in that very same pasuk, atzeret Hashem Elokecha lo ta'aseh melacha. Thank you very much. I mean, that's what atzeret means, is lo ta'aseh melacha. So if you're going to tell me lo ta'aseh melacha, then don't tell me atzeret. Ela must mean that it's telling me atzeret in order to allow me an extra pasuk to make this comparison, despite the fact that it doesn't follow logically that they should be the same. And therefore it's mufne.
By Pesach?
By Pesach.
But we do with Gzeir Shavah all the time. Why are we going over the...
Not against logic. We always look for Afnuye if it's against logic. If it's time to tell me a log of Afnuye. Now the Tana, this was of course was said by Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, these are Amoraim here, Rabbi Yochanan. But there's a Tana in the Braita that learns it otherwise. He's a Maitalem Yahava, the Tana. V'chagotem oto chag la'Hashem shivat yamim. So now, in reference to Chag HaSukkot, it says over here that B'chodesh HaShvi'i tochogu oto, so 7 days is a Sukkot. Yochu yechogeg v'holeich koshiva. So does that mean, in other words, that there's a mitzvah to bring now the Korban Chagiga throughout Yom Tov, and it doesn't necessarily relate to the first day of Yom Tov any more than it relates to any other day of Yom Tov? No. Talmud Lomar oto. No. It says in the Lashon Yachid, that day, which would mean the day, the first day of Yom Tov. Oto atachoge, yatachoge koshiva. Ah, so then why does it say chagotum oto shivat yami? So then imkein lamane mar shiva. That is letashlumim. Now this, although it's said by Chag HaSukkot, we're going to see later on, as Rabbi Yochanan points out, that we learn out Pesach and Atzeret from here also. I think more is going to discuss later. Atzeret, I mean, by Atzeret here, I mean Shuas, what Chazal call Atzeret. So that it's a given that there are tashlumin. But the discussion that we were learning out earlier, which was based on taking for granted there's tashlumin, we said, ma pesach tashlumin. I mean, that's only known because of this. There's some achronim that try to learn this otherwise, but obviously had not seen Rabbi Yochanan. It's really very straightforward. The Gemara is going to prove that. We take it for granted because we're knowing the Gemara later on. Okay, but here it says that Sukkot has 7 days of tashlumin. So now continues the Braita, Uminayin Shim Lo Chag Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Sho Chogeg V'Olech Kol HaRegel, and even Yom Tov HaAchron. How do we know that even Shmini Atzeret is also Ra'ui for a Tashlumin of the Chagiga? Talmud Lomar, B'Chodesh HaShevi'i Tochogu Oto. Anytime in the 7th month. Ooh. Any time in the 7th month, huh? So then that would mean even if I miss Sukkot at Shmini, then I should be able to be chogeg until Rosh Chodesh. She chogeg v'alech kol chodesh kulach. Ah, no. Talmud lomar tachogu oto It says again, only it, oto atachogeg, yatachogeg chutzalo. You can't go outside of the boundaries of the chag itself. Therefore, we're left with a compromise anytime in the seventh month, as long as it's chag, even if it's a different chag. So even if it's Shemini Atzeret, still kosher for tashlumim of Chag HaSukkot. Now, when we say tashlumim, what do we mean? My tashlumim, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, there's a major question of, do we understand this pasuk to mean that every day of the 7 days is mechayev bringing a korban, if you hadn't brought a korban on some of the other day? That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is, if you didn't do the mitzvah on the first day when you were chayev, we're offering you alternatives. I say, what's the difference? It's a major difference. Because if it's alternatives to the first day, then if you were never chayev the first day, you don't need an alternative. If it's that every day is a mitzvah of chagiga, except you could be yotzi if you first brought it. So then even if you weren't chayev on the first day, you still have every day a mitzvah of chagiga. It's very interesting because Tosfos points out, that's also called tashlum because the main mitzvah is oto. So we call it tashlum in the sense of, you should have done it then, but if you didn't, there's still a mitzvah on you. But it's a mitzvah of each day. Now Tosis points out that it's really odd because we use in the end the comparison to Pesach and Sukkot for Shavuos. Certainly we don't think that the days following Shavuos are mechayev a new chagiga. It doesn't make sense. It's completely chol. Nonetheless, we're allowing you to make up a chagiga. So there it's clearly a makeup. There it's tashlumin entirely. I mean, it's certainly not going to say that it's a chagiga at any time for within 7 days of Shavuos. There's a new mitzvah to be chagig chag HaShavuos. Because over there you'll have to say for sure that it's tashlum in the Rishon. It's very interesting that we would take the same mitzvah, the same zirah, and apply it differently in different circumstances. But okay, you could see that since the Torah tells me tachogu oto, shivat yamim, so there's a din of tachogu, shivat yamim. Keep that holiday 7 days. It's talking about Sukkot here, Chodesh Shvi. Okay, so now the question is, how do we look at it? So let's take a look at the Gemara, how the Gemara puts it. Umay tashlumim, what do we mean by the concept of tashlumim? So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, kulam tashlumim l'rishon. If you were chayev on the first day, you're paying back that first day at some other day. Rabbi Yoshaya Omer, tashlumim zelazeh. Each day basically gives you an opportunity to do that mitzvah. My Beinayu, the difference between them would be, Omer Rabbi Zera, chiger biyom rishon, v'nit pashit biyom sheni. So someone who was lame on the first day was potter from Aliyah L'Rega. On the second day now, or one of the other days, he now recovers the use of his leg. So that's a big difference. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, tashlumim l'rishon. Okay, give it a little chazib rishon, a little chazib sheni. Once he wasn't chayiv in that mitzvah on the first day, there's no makeup. But makeup what? Well, I was potter. Whereas Rebbe Hoshaya Omer, tashlumi zelazeh, according to him, even on the first day he couldn't do it, there's a mitzvah of shivat yamim tachogu. So shivat yamim tachogu. Today I can celebrate. So let me celebrate even on the last day of Yontav. I recovered the use of my foot. I'm now able to be Eilu L'Regel, and I should be Chayiv now in the Korban Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you don't have a Chiyav, then you don't have a Tashlum? Is that the thing? Either you have an absolute Chiyav, or forget it. There's no thing, no such thing as making it up. But that's not really true. Because, Mi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, Omer Chizkiya, we have an equivalent situation in where a nazir, and the halacha is like this, a nazir becomes tamei. He loses all of the days that he kept, unless he had finished his nazirus, of course. But if he became tamei, he has to count shivas yamim. 8th day, he brings carbon out and restarts his nazirut. He loses the first days. Now, the question is this. Suppose that nazir had not yet brought the karbanot that were required for him to bring when he becomes tahor, and he becomes tamei again. Okay, now he has two sets of karbanot yesterday, so now he already started his second nazirut, he now has to make up for two nazirutz of tumah. He can't bring his original karbanot, because when he was supposed to bring them, he became tamei already. Suppose he became tamei right away on the 8th day before he could bring them. Or better yet, let's try to get a situation where we have something very similar to our case of Chigir B'Yom Rishon. Suppose he became tamei on the night after the 7th day. No, he's a nozir. Nothing to do with Yom Tov. He's a nozir.
7 complete days.
Kept his 7 days. He now is supposed to be a new nozir and bring his karbonis. Problem is he can't bring his karbonis at night. Now that's similar to his being a chigar on the first day. What can I do? I should bring him at this. It's not time for bringing karbonis. Okay. Chigar is not time for karbonis. That becomes tummy that night. Because we never had now a chance to be bringing his karbonot. What would be the halakha?
That it's not the time and that he's not chayav, it's the same thing.
Ah, that will consider, very good point. The Gemara is going to consider that point in a moment. Right now we're making a rather simplistic assumption. But it's the same thing. Your chiger is basically patur, and somebody who can't bring a korban is basically patur. Let's assume that for a moment. So if that's the case, the halacha, nonetheless, is Rabbi Yochanan says here, Chizkia says nitma biyom mevi, but Belaila ain't no mevi. So therefore, if he became tamei already the 8th day and it was the daytime and he already could have brought his karbanot and so on, so now he's got to bring a separate karban for his second nazirut. And when he finishes his second nazirut, the Tyra process, now he can go ahead and bring his old karban from the first nazirut. But he has to bring two. One for the second nazirut that he ruined by becoming tamei. And one for the first nazirut that he ruined by becoming tamei. But Rabbi Yochanan says, continues Chizkia, but Balaila, suppose he became tamei in the night, meaning the night now of the 8th day, after the night following the 7th day, then he only brings one korban for both of his nazirut of tuma, because there never was a time that he became chayev in the first korban for him to be mashlimit after the second nazirut. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Av Balayla Nami Mevi, even if he had become tummy the night before his ability to bring the karbanot, which was the night after the 7th day, he still would have to bring two separate karbanot, a karban now for his second nizirut that he ruined, and a makeup karban for the first nizirut that was chal on the 8th day. Now he's going to bring that after he's able to bring a carbon on the second nizirut.
When did he become a chayav in the first one?
That night. But he couldn't. But in this case, since it was only nighttime, he wasn't really chayav. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, but you still got to make it up. Sorry, buddy. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan says that if you're not really chayav in something, in this case he's a chigar biyom rishon, there's no makeup. So why over here do we say, well, no, actually, you're chayev, we look at it as if you're chayev, there is a makeup after you become completely tall, and now you'll have to go ahead and bring two karbanos.
But somebody's not laying when he's not tall, is it chomer if he brings more than one korban during the yantar?
What's the question?
Is what? Somebody brings more than one korban.
Not more than one, he missed the first day.
Yeah, but I'm talking about somebody who doesn't miss. Can he bring more than one korban?
No.
No,
we said that's about Tosif. He's not allowed to bring
not
more
allowed.
Than that.
No. But you're allowing him to bring two now.
No, this is two separate nizirut. This is two separate nizirut tuma. Don't compare the two cases. Not chagiga we're talking about anymore. We're just bringing a case that is similar to the problem of makeup. We're just trying to show other makeups, not yontem makeup. So, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says that there is a makeup. On Rabbi Yirmiya, that's no question. Because the whole idea of tashlumin is drastically different when it comes to the problem of tuma. How do we know that? From a very classic example. We had a case in which people were tamei on Pesach Rishon. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, it's not fair for us to lose out on Pesach. What are we going to do? And Moshe tells them, you're going to bring Pesach Sheni. Why didn't he say, there's no tashlumin? You were potter. There's no way to make it up. So we see from there that tuma is not similar to other things, that there's a special din of tashlumin for tuma. Since the case over here of Nazir is obviously a reference specifically to tuma, so Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you asking me? Two different worlds. A makeup of a chiger legabe, the korban chagiga, has nothing in common with the makeup of a korban nazir tomei, where the dechia was because of tuma, and is no different than Pesach Sheni. Fine. So we have two dinim of tashlumin. One in which a tashlumin l'rishon for things which are bechlal, not chayev. And then there's a concept of tuma, where we look at it as if actually you are chayev, and the Torah gives you a tashlumin later on. Maskeflor of Papa. Papa said, That's a brilliant teretz, but it's got a big problem associated with it, because it's making the assumption that Pesach Sheni is called a Tashlumin. Okay? Now, if Pesach Sheni is called a Tashlumin, let me ask you something. Suppose a Katan, or we agree that a Katan wasn't Chayav at all in Pesach Rishon. Right? Suppose he grows up, becomes a Gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Is it bring Pesach Sheni? How about a Goy who became a Ger in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? He said, well, I couldn't bring the first one because I was a Goy, so I'll bring the second one. Maybe you couldn't bring the first one. You weren't higher than the first. So there's a big machlokas, and it's actually Rebbe who says the opposite of what we're assuming over here. Hey, is the tashlumin of the Rishain. And that is not like Rebbe, that's going according to Rabbi Natan and Psachim. So then you'd be making a nice drush over here that Rebbe Yochanan is saying, don't compare Tuma, which is unique, because of Pesach Sheni. But according to Rebbe, who holds the Mandi Omar, Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmohu, there's a completely separate field, the Ma'ikel Lameimah. Then obviously it's not Tashlumim. So what do you bring the Arayah from the Din of Tuma for Tashlumim, for Pesach Sheni? It's not Tashlumim, it's a different holiday. It's a holiday that everybody is chayav in, except someone who already kept the first holiday. What does that have to do with Tashlumim? So therefore, it's in the Chiddush HaKro. There's no Sukkah Sheni and there's no Shmini Atzeres Sheni.
But Shmini Atzeres, we said, all done from the Gezeirah Shavah, we said, all done.
Because Shmini Atzeres has elements of Sukkah. That's what Gemara says. Ha, ni, mili, it's regular with Nehatz, but only Lagabi Psach Tashem. Ava Lagabi Tashem, Tashem, and Risha.
And so, I mean. Shmini doesn't have similarities. It all has similarities.
No. No. No, no similarities.
And you don't have to clean your house either.
You don't have to clean your house. You can even eat chametz. Not with it. But you
eat chametz.
Yeah. Pesach Sheni, yeah. Oh, I see what you were thinking. Pesach Sheni, okay. All right, you're running out of your allotment. Elo Amar of Papa, so therefore that's not a good teretz. We can't now learn out from, because it's unlikely, says Tosfos, that he argues on Rebbe. Rebbe generally said, Alok is Karebi, Bechavirav. So over here we wouldn't pass it like Rebbe Nassim against Rebbe. So for me to say that Rebbe Yochanan is relying on Rebbe Nassim to say Tashlumin is unlikely. Okay. So what then is the teretz? Omer of Papa, as Bobby pointed out, there's a difference between being tomei or being chiger and being nighttime, that you can't bring a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan holds laila eino mechuser zman. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that the fact that it is nighttime is not the equivalent of saying that I wasn't chayev. I am chayev. In other words, I don't look at a chiger is not chayev at all. The guy who became tar and it's now night. So you're saying, well, he's not chayev yet. No, of course he's chayev. It's just that it's not yet, he's not able to do it. Because the Beis HaMikdash is closed. And his korbanos are brought only in the day. That's not the equivalent to somebody who doesn't have a chiyuv at all. So I don't view that as being mechusar zman from the actual chiyuv. It's as if you saw it in the day, the tumah came in the day. Really now? Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Laila is considered to be part of the next day, basically you're saying. It's just that it's not yet time to be able to bring a korban. That's what you're claiming. Okay, let me ask you something. Because I got a big, big riot against that. And here is my riot. It's a little bit complex. Let's consider a moment, before we look inside, let's consider a moment the dinim, similar to the Nazir Tame, we have a din of a Zov. Now a Zov is supposed to bring his korbanot after he becomes Tahar, so he keeps now a Shivat Nikiyim. On the eighth day he's got korbanot to bring, right? Suppose he sees a new Zivut at the night of the eighth day. So now, what Rabbi Yochanan says is that if he sees one Ri'iyah of Zivot in the nighttime, Richie, one Ri'iyah of Zivot in the nighttime and two additional Zivot in the daytime, he needs to be a Zov with three Ri'iyot to be Chayev here. So he sees a total of three Ri'iyot. He can be Mitzaref, the Ri'iyah of the night, to the Ri'iyah of the day. Why is that? Because the Re'iyah of the night would be the first Re'iyah of his new Zivas. And the din is the first Re'iyah of a Zav is no different than a Baal Keri. And therefore it doesn't relate particularly to the dinim of Zivot. It's more like a condition. In other words, someone who sees two Re'iyot of true Zivot is considered to be a Zav if he had seen a Re'iyah of Zivot before it, which only gave him a din of Tuma like a normal Baal Keri. Right? So because of the fact that the night before is not necessarily part of the three riyot in the same way. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you can add that previous riyot of the night before to the two riyot of the next day. Okay? Now that is completely inconsistent with saying that Laila is not mechusar zman. Because if Laila is not mechusar zman, what's the difference between all three riyot at night? Basically, Laila lav mechusar zman means, you're in big danger, I have hot water here. Oh yes. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So basically, if Rabbi Yochanan would have said that you could see all three riyas the night before, so then he would be consistent with Laila lav mechusar zman. But if the only excuse he's giving for a zav to have to bring a new set of karbanot is that if he saw one riyah of zivas at night, it's not so bad to add that one riyah to the two riyas in the day, then obviously he holds that Laila is mechusar zman. If he holds Laila is mechusar zman, then he might as well be the same as a chigir beyond rishon. And then we're back to our problems, and he contradicts himself about whether it's Tashum or Risha. Let's see that inside. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan would hold Laila's not mechusar zman? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ra'a Achat Balaila, a Balkari who sees one Re'iyah at night. Vishtayim Beyom, and two the next day, referring of course to the night of the eighth day, and two in the day of the eighth day. In that case, he has to bring two separate korbanot, one for the first zivas that he just got out of, and now for a new zivot that began on the eighth day, utilizing the riyah of the night of the eighth day.
7 days later.
Yes, after he keeps his next shivas nikiyim. So that he can make up. But if he saw, on the other hand, that shtayim balayla, v'achat bayom, but if two of the three riyot of the zov were the night of the eighth day, then they don't count towards the new zivot, because he had not yet been out of the old zivot. Obviously, because Laila is mechusar zman, and Laila is not the equivalent of the eighth day. So as the Gemara of Isaac, if what you're saying is true, that Kasavar of Yochanan Laila eino mechusar zman, what's the difference? And if he saw all three at night? I mean, even if he saw Shtayim Belayla V'achat Bayom, he should also be maybe a separate carbon for a separate zivot. You're right, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying, according to the Man Yomar who holds that Laila is mechusar zman, this would be the din. Oh, come on, man. Let's do that. He come Rabbi Yochanan L'divrei HaOmer Laila mechusar zman. He was just coming to explain what would be the case if you would hold like the other Man Yomar. What are you talking about? L'divrei HaOmer? Obviously, I mean, that's what it means by definition. So then Cheetah, I mean, what, I need him to tell me what the din would be if Laila ain't a mechusar zman. I mean, any kindergarten child understands that. Cheetah. No. It's not Cheetah. Because the Kiddush is that Shtayim Beyom V'achat B'Laila Tzrichalei. I still need the Kiddush that the, even if your old Laila is considered to be mechusar zman, that nonetheless, the one Re'iyah in the nighttime can be mitzuraf to the two Re'iyahs of the daytime. Now that is a big, big Kiddush, isn't it? The only reason that we did it, what was the basis of this Kiddush? The basis of the Kiddush was that since the first Re'iyah of a Zov is not really zivot, technically speaking, because it doesn't give him any of the dinim of a zav. It just gives him the dinim of a valkyrie. So who cares if it's the night before? Oh, but the problem is when we tried giving that svara in Masechet Kritut, Reb Shisha came along and he said, what kind of crazy logic is that? The only reason that we call normally the first riyah of a zav zivas, despite the fact that it has a din of a balkari, is because it took place within the time that it would have been zivas. So in other words, it's part of a normal seder of zivas. It's in a day in which, had all the riyas been there, this would have been the zivas now. Ex post facto, we see this as a pattern. So his first riyah becomes part of the zivas. But over here, it's out of the time. How can you bring a riyah from something that is part of a normal pattern, when there's something in this case that obviously distinguishes the riyah of the night before, which is mechusar zman, and separates it from the riyahs afterwards? I understand that. That's what Shisha says. It's illogical. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, that's the halacha. Nu, so that's not a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. It's obeys pshita. That explains why Rabbi Yochanan could be coming to address that particular issue in isolation. In other words, he's saying, look, forget about what my svara is about whether Lila is b'chusar zman. That's a separate question. But if you hold that Lila is b'chusar zman, that's a fascinating question. If Lila is b'chusar zman, so then what exactly would be the relationship of the first Riyah of Zivas? That's a fascinating issue that all of us have to relate to. Because that's, I mean, it's just a coincidence whether Lila b'chusar zman or not. Now, I want to express my opinion on that. Fine. There's nothing wrong with him doing that. But then that's the focus of his psak here. The focus of his psak is not whether or not Lila's book was his mom. He really doesn't care about that. He's talking about a completely different theoretical problem, which true, it doesn't occur according to him, because according to him, Lila's not Professor's mom. But he must admit it's a fascinating issue, because it sheds light on the entire relationship of the first Riyah of Zivas to the Zivas. Are we talking about necessarily a pattern? Is that the point? That it's an ex post facto recognition of a pre-existing pattern. So then you're right, if that's the case, it certainly has to be part of the time that we've measured the pattern in. So what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say is that's the wrong way to look at it. We don't need a pattern. We're not asserting patterns. We're asserting re'ias that follow certain physical manifestations. That's all. That's a very important issue to Paskin. But as far as his own personal opinion when it comes to Lila Mechusar Zman, he holds Lila. It's not Mechusar Zman. And therefore, you cannot compare a case of Tuma by a Nazir to a case of a Chigar by Yom Rishon. So please don't get confused. We've had three examples here of cases of Tashlumin or something similar to Tashlumin. One in terms of Tashlumin the Rishon by Yom Tov. One in terms of the Tashlumin, so to speak, for bringing your carbon for a Nazir who was Tamei and never got a chance to bring his original Karbanot Tahara before he became Tamei again and now can't bring them. Which over there we said maybe Pesach, it's like Pesach Sheni, where there's a concept of another Tashlumin. And then we had yet a third case, or if you want to include the Pesach, a fourth case, in which there's a Zav who was chayav to bring his Karbanos, and I was going to have to bring them after the conclusion of his next Tyra, and then he's chayav already a separate carbon for the second period. Okay? So don't, you've been putting them all together. There are four different cases here of Tashlumin. He has to bring two. One at Tashlumin for what he owed that first time, and the other one for his second Zivot. According to Rabbi Yochanan himself, that would be true even if he had seen all three Riyas the night before. Because Lila's not Mechusar Zman, so he was already basically Chayav in his carbon now. So I would have thought, that the reason that I find it necessary to express my opinion on this, said Rabbi Yochanan, is because you might have taken the attack of Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi against Rav Yosef, and he was saying that you can't compare the Riya Rishena Shalo Bismano to a normal Riya Rishena Bismano. You might have taken that attack as being fatal, and I'm coming along to tell you that it's actually not fatal at all, and that it makes a good deal of sense to follow Rav Yosef's psak. Himanot means to be counted. And what you're saying is that it means it cannot be filled up. Now, counted and filled up are two different things. I mean, if your understanding of the pasuk is right, it should have said lehimalot. It doesn't say lehimalot. It says lehimanot. Lehimalot miboilei. Therefore, I disagree with you. The pasuk is not a reference to these circumstances where you missed out on a mitzvah. The circumstances that it's referring to is zeshimanu chaverav l'dvar mitzvah. We're talking about a different issue. We're talking about where people got together to do a mitzvah. They're going to go build a new shul, whatever. He's not mitzvah with them. Then, as in the case of the little red hen, he wants to show up at the end and suddenly become, what a nice shul. Too late. That's the chat. Lo yuchal lehimanot. You can't become part of the minyan after the minyan was already completed. So they got together and they did a dvar mitzvah. How are you going to become part of it now? Ex post facto. That's what it's referring to. By the way, the fascinating Tosfos over here, who talks about Bar Hehe, This Bar Heihei is a rather odd name. This Bar Heihei means the son of the two Heis. What are the two Heis? He was a Ger. So he was the son of Avram and Sarah, who each had a Hei added to their name. But what's even more amazing, Tess tells us, that's the meaning of Ben Bog Bog, because Bog Bog is Hey Hey. Base Gimel equals A. Very cute. So therefore, I say that that's what it's referring to. And indeed, there's a brayta that says this. Mu'uvat lo yokol litkon. You can't fix something that has now become corrupted. That's talking about something that's mu'uvat lo kriya shema shel shachris. Or kriya shema shel arvis. Or shevita tefila shel shachris, tefila shel arvis. What are you going to do about that? You screwed up the day. What are you going to do about that? Chisaron lo yokol limanot. Zer shenimnucha ve'rav ledvar mitzvah. Once we're on the topic of conversations between Barheye and Lehila, Omale Barheye and Lehila, my dichtiv, I never understood the meaning of the Shaftem or Eitem, Ben Sadik L'Rasha, Ben Oved Elohim L'Asher Lo Avado. This is completely redundant. And you will sit and see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between one who has worked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and one who hasn't. Isn't that the same thing? I know tzaddik, I know Aved Elohim, I know rasha, I know Asher Lo Avado. So what new thing will you see in the second level of distinguishing the Oved from the Lo Oved? Amalei Avado v'lo Avado tavayot tzaddik egenurim minu. Said Hillel, no. Tzaddik l'rasha is one level. Then there's another level, in which you have two tzaddikim gemurim. One of them is called the Noved Elohim, and one of them is called Asher Lo Avado. What's the difference? Eino dome shoneh pirko mea pa'amim, l'shoneh pirko mea v'achat pa'amim. No comparison between somebody who has chazered over his Gemara 100 times, which is the norm, and 101 times, which is not the norm. Omalei mishum chad zimna kari le'odo avado. Does that make sense? I mean, that one time makes a difference between avado and lo avado. Omalei, absolutely. Tseil amad mishuk shel chamarim. Take a look at how Nesher charges you, okay? Asura parsi bezuz. You can go all the way to the airport, which is 40 kilometers, is exactly 10 parsos. You can go all the way to the airport, basically, for one zuz. But if you want to add getting from one, you want to be picked up specially at a different place, they should take you now. You arrive at your place, and I want to go to my friend's house after I drop off my luggage, and that's only 1 kilometer. The guy charges you another 50 shekels. He said, what do you mean? You just charged me 50 shekels all the way from the airport. He says, sorry, that's the route. You want something special, you got to pay another 50 shekels. Same thing over here. You got only one additional chadisrek parsi, not again, trezuzi. How is that? It's going out of your route. That makes the difference. Same thing over here. Your normal route, okay, everybody chazers 100 times. So now you figure, okay, we finished. Oh, it's that 101st time that gets you the additional extra schar. Now that makes the difference between an Ovid and low Ovid. And it's a very important insight. In other words, the Hergel is not called Ovid. Things that are accepted as norms, the Balatanya says that in those days that was the norm. The norm was you chaz 100 times. You have to commit things to memory. 100 times is not such a big deal. So the norm, a norm is never koveya avdut. A norm is koveya regilut. It's just the way things are done. To be an oved means you do something that you feel needs to be done, that it's special. What's that? Now they rely on their printed versions. I mean, a lot of people do. They just have the computer play it over while they watch the movie. Omerle Eliyahu Lebarhei. Eliyahu Anovis was saying over the Barhei. Some say he was saying it to Rabbi Lazar. My dichtiv v'neitzer aftiv v'lo b'kesef. What's the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Klal Yisrael, I refined you, but not the way one refines silver. B'chartich b'chur oni. I used a kiln. I used a kiln of poverty as that which refined you. A kiln of poverty. A furnace of poverty.
Ironically, today.
Why is that ironic?
Well,
Malami shechazar Kadosh Baruch Hu kol midot tovot liten liYisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked all over the world. What's the best thing that he can do for Klal Yisrael? V'lo matzeh ela aniyut. He thought the best possible thing to do is to make them poor. Omar Shmuel v'item Rabbi Yosef. I'm the Amri Inchi. Ya aniyut ela Yehudai ki barza sum kalusus yachivra. The appropriateness of poverty to Jews is so beautiful, like putting a red, what do you call not the bridle, the thing that you hold on to, the strap.
The reins.
Red reins on a beautiful white horse. That's what it's like for Yisrael to be poor. Fits exactly what they need. There's so many Pshatim on this Gemara, I mean, you can imagine. We could sit here all day, and none of them are persuasive. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ezel Me'uvat Lo Yochal Litkon, Zeh Habal Erva V'Olid Mimenu Mamzer. And the Mishnah seems to be saying that this is extremely important in the Kudah, because basically we know that the concept of Kapora is erasure. Right? The Lechaper, as Rashi says, Kippurei Zahav. Why do we call the cups that were used to pour the blood on the Mizbeach Kippurei Zahav? Because the Kohen would take the edge and put his finger across it to clean it off. So it was used as a cleaning device. The idea of Kippur is to wipe clean. The Mishnah is saying as long as a mamzer is present, you cannot wipe the slate clean. Because reality proclaims, what do you mean wipe the slate clean? Where does Kip come from? So as long as the mamzer is present, it's clear that something was wrong. So how are you going to erase its impact on reality? But that would imply that it's only an additional thing that changed. In other words, things that change that are more subtle, say a relationship change, that's not called something that is permanently present. And yet, V'atanya, doesn't it say in a brayta, the Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Goneva dam, guy steals money, he can always put the money back. And look at this, very different than the Mishnah. Somebody sleeps with a married woman. The asara lebaalani asers that woman on her husband. Now, how is he going to fix that? He can never undo that damage and allow her back to her husband. So he's nitrad min olam v'oleklo. Now he's gone. He's kaput. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. That's our main question. Now we're going back now, continuing on in the Braita, which reflects other questions. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. When you talk about a mu'uvat lo yuchal litkon, ain't Omer bakru gamal, do we, huh? Bakru chazir. Anybody ever taken the gamal or the chazir into the yard and say, check it over for mumi, see if it's kosher, huh? It sure don't look like I got to worry about Mumin. It's what it is that's no good. But you say Bakru. Well, you have something that's true. And now you want to see if it's Mi'uvat, so to speak. Does it have a Mum? So that's a Talmud Chacham Shepirei Shemin HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer, Kol Talmud Chacham Shepirei Shemin HaTorah, Lava Katuv Omer, Ki Tzipor Nodedet M'kina, Kein Ish Noded M'Mekomo. It's like a bird that has lost its nest. Talmud Chacham never finds a place which he's left to Torah. The Umramam Matsua Votechen be Avel Kirachakumi Alai. What was wrong with me that they had to leave me? Explain it to me. Any event, back to the question. The Mishnah says that you would need to have a mamzer in order to be Lo Yuchal Litkon. And the writer here is saying that it's sufficient to have asered a woman al Baala. Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say only a mamzer. The Mishnah is talking about there's lots of people that you could sleep with that are not going to create a mamzer, that are not going to create an iser on a husband, and that's only an eshetish. So one would be talking about an eshetish, one would be talking about kan bachoto pnuya, kan beshetish, somebody has an incestuous relationship with an unmarried sister. He's not going to aser her on anybody, what's the problem? So that's not called lo yuchalitka. But if she has a child, that's a big problem, because that he's not going to be able to erase. Okay, but then there's also another case. Somebody sleeps with an eshetish, doesn't have a mamzer. But it also causes warpages now in the structure of reality, which include relationships. So he destroyed a relationship. That also is something that you can't undo. But the Mishnah never meant to say that the type of warpage that needs to be addressed by Kippurim is dafka warpages in the physical structure of reality, meaning to have a mamzer around. That's not the point. Any warpage needs to be fixable. So even asring your own husband, which is not fixable, that can't be addressed through kapar. Okay? So it was a mistake to think that the Mishnah was being makpid dafka on that. Or... And you could also say like this, they could both be referring to sleeping with a married woman. If you raped her, that's fine. Because then you didn't ask her on her husband, so then you can be metaken. It's fascinating. But if it was a love relationship, that's horrible. Because then she becomes a surah ba'ala. That violates one's presupposition. We could say it's even more delicate than that. You could have raped two women. One is an Eishes Kohen and one is an Eishes Yisrael. If she's an Eishes Kohen, then you did something that's irrevocable. Because an Eishes Kohen becomes Asura even in cases of rape. Now this is amazing because certainly in terms of the act that you did, there is no difference in terms of the chait between raping an Eishes Kohen and raping an Eishes Yisrael. Exactly the same thing. Nobody's got to give you a separate warning, an azara. Don't do that because you'll be chayev for raping an Eishes Kohen. So well, it's enough to be an Eishes Kohen. It's an amazing thing that the elements that leave their impact on reality may be outgrowths of the evil and not the particular way that the Torah was magdir the evil, but nonetheless they are the remnant of what it was that was done. And that means the kapora cannot be chal. Even though I don't need a kapora on the fact that her husband is a Kohen. That's a tremendous chiddush this last Dibur Zayin, right? Because now what it is that I'm doing tshuva on is not the fact that the husband is a Kohen. It's the fact that she was a married woman. Nonetheless, there you go. Okay.
Do they
paskin
that way?
Of course. Absolutely. What? No. That's something else. I mean, if you could be mitzar, look, unfortunately, because of the kolol movement, this happens all the time, you know. The kolol movement exposes women to situations in which they become asuras. They're thrown into a marketplace of all types of horrific situations. So the shailas come up all the time as far as the asura seifer is concerned, and the things that never happened before. Lots of time a husband, the kolol man, will say to his wife, you know, you're going out there, but I don't want you to be alone with the boss. It's great. So now he was becoming her. So now if she's alone with the boss, so now he's not allowed to have her as a wife anymore. We don't have the Maya Mama. These kind of things come up. You'd be shocked at how often it comes up. All because of the great tikkun of having women out there working in places where nobody would have imagined. A bas Yisrael, they used to be and go out to the marketplace before. Now they're sitting over there being the one that's mekabel plumbing for the whole office. This is a Maya. Anyway. What is the meaning of, like, now that we brought up the idea of a Talmud Chacham, that's Perish Min HaTorah, so it's Kitzipor Noderet Min Kina. Kitzipor Noderet Min Kina, but there's a more delicate thing. More delicate thing is V'layotze V'laba In Shalom. Somebody who leaves and comes back, or comes to something else, he never finds peace. Well, what is that referring to? Oh, Marav. Even Shiyotze Adam Idvar Halacha, Idvar Mikra, Shuv Ein Lo Shalom. Yeah, lots of people, they go, they spend their 5 years in yeshiva and so on, then they go to university to become experts in Bible criticism. No. He's not going to find peace anymore. As he was learning Gemara and he understood halacha lamaisa and was able to deal with the sugya. Now, what's he talking about? This boichsvara and that boichsvara. You'll never be happy again listening to people's ideas and assumptions and so on. You want hard science, not this blabbling. All you hear is blah, blah, blah all day long. Shmuel Amar, it's the same thing. Parash mi Talmud the Mishnah. You've been learning Gemara. You're used to getting the issues clear, the questions, the problems, dealing with them, knowing what's wrong. Then you go back, you're going to be studying the Kahati the rest of your life. Hey, come on, man. I mean, like, you want to sink your teeth into something so you never find peace again. Shmuel Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afila Mishas Lashas. You're used to doing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is clear. They deal with the issues. A Bavli is hopelessly dark. It's called, in Yerushalmi they make fun of it, but it's called Bimachashachimo Shivani Keteolai. Remember, at many Gemaras where they laughed that people came from Bavel. Since you come from a dark land, you say Svaras that are about as dark as the land that you come from. Right? The diary, Be'ara de Chashucha, I mean Mila de Chashucha. Okay, so it used to be things were clear and bright and Yerushalmi-like. And now they smell of Borough Park. And that's a few of the Shas and Shas. That just suggests maybe the other way around. Also, it's possible, you know, because he had a way of thinking, a way of dealing with things, and so on. The Chazon Ish says that this was only said in those days when the Yerushalmi indeed used to be clear. Nowadays, he says, there's so many shibushim, and the Pirushim have gotten lost, and there's so many different approaches, that now the Yerushalmi is even weirder than the Bavli. So you can no longer say a few of the Shatzes. With all the different things. Yeah, that's true. You don't feel you've got yourself a... Okay. It's beautiful. Mishlo, Chag, B'yam, Tavrin, Shachag, Chag, Yis, Kala, Regal, B'yam, Tavach, and Shachag, along with it. Over our regular chag, you know, chayav b'achrayotol. Then Amar muvat lo yochal itkon, v'chisaron lo yochal imanot. Rabbi Shimon ben Atzma, he said, muvat she lo yochal itaken. That would only be a case of a baler vavo libi min a mamzer. Im teimar begonev gozel yochal olach zirov yitaken. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ein kurim muvat, elo lemi shehaya metukan betchila v'nitavet. V'eize zeh talmid chacham b'choresh. Min haTorah. By the way, there's some who learn that the Gezel and the Geneva is because of the Yeshiva Takzeila, so it's a law that is Nita Glase, and therefore it's Nitan Nitakein, which I think is a horrific mistake. Mino ani mile. Om Rabbi Yovan Mishum Rabbi Yishua. Nemar atzeret b'shvish ha-pesach, nemar atzeret b'shvini shachag. Mala alam v'tashlumim, afkad v'tashlumim, why shor up, it's mufna. Do you love mufna? Can we frag mala shvish ha-pesach, can you not haluk me l'shel fanav? Tom Rabbi Shmini Shachag, which is completely haluk me l'shel fanav. Of course, mufna. You think I'm an idiot? If no you mufna, mirtek. My atzeret, atzer b'atziat melacha, right? So then why did it say, lo de atzer melacha, and atzeret, atzeret de kata v'agona lomali, shema min alaf duye. V'tana maite lemiyoko, v'tana. V'chagotem oto chag l'ashem shivat yamim. So that means Shivat Yamim to be Chogeg. So Yoko Ye Chogeg Valei Ko Shivat. No, it says Chogeg Oto. Oto Ata Chogeg Yata Chogeg Ko Shivat. So then why does it say Shivat Yamim? The Tashlumi. Uminayim Shim Lo Chag Yom Tov Arishon Shechag. Shechogeg Valei Chet Kol HaRegel V'yom Tov Achon Tu. To Amalomer Bachodesh HaShvi To Chogu Oto. I Bachodesh HaShvi, that would mean Yoko Ye Chogeg Valei the whole month. Tamad Lomar Oto. Oto Ata Chogeg, meaning during the regel, Yata Chogeg Chutzalo. When you say tashlumim, what does it mean? Rav Yochanan Amar, tashlumim l'rishon, Rav Hoshaya Omer, tashlumim zel hazeh. Ma binayu? Om Rabbi Zera, chigir b'yom rishon, nitpashet b'yom sheni kibinayu. According to Rav Yochanan, who says it's tashlumim l'rishon, kibin alachaz b'rishon, alachaz b'sheni. According to Rav Hoshaya, who says it's tashlumim zel hazeh. So half agav the law, chaz b'rishon, chaz b'sheni. But how can you say that Rav Yochanan said such a thing? Om chizke nitma b'yom mevi, b'layla no mevi. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, even Balayla Nami Mevi, despite the fact that he's the equivalent of a Chigir B'Yom Rishon. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no comparison. Shani Tuma, Yesha Tashlum Pesach Sheni. Maskel Rapapa, that's only if you hold it, that's what Pesach Sheni is. Say, Yom Andiyoma Pesach Sheni is Tashlum L'Rishonu. Elalami Andiyoma, Rabbi who holds that Sheni is a regal before the answer is irrelevant what your Chiv was on the Rishon. So Ma'ikel Ameima. El Omer of Papa Kasav Rabbi Yochanan Laila, therefore a chiger is completely potter, whereas somebody who was the case in which he couldn't bring the korban because his laila is not completely potter. He's chayev, he just doesn't have the wherewithal. And only in that case is maybe. But if he sees shtayim b'laila v'yachas b'yom on the eighth day of his tire from his zivas, then eno mevi, because it was already basically there a new, the time that he saw it was part of the old one, and the next day is a new Zivas. The Isaac Beta, because ever if you open a Lila and because his mom, he could have seen all three Zivas by Lila. If he stand by Lila, Lila's beyond, should still be maybe. Kikomer of Yochanan, he was just saying that if you hold that Lila's because his mom, then what are you talking about? The Divrei HaOmers, obviously. I know it's not obvious because Shtayim by Yom Yavis Balayla, still a big finish. Sakhda Ravina Kat Kafted Rav Shisha Bred Rav Idi against Rabbi Yosef, who, and he says, how can you compare something which is lo bezmano to something which is bezmano? Gamash balan kiddin Rabbi Yosef. But I personally hold that Laila Zamach was bezman bechlo. Oma rega belochak, eno chayav bachrayut. O azan amar muvad lo yachal nikon, vechisaron lo yachal lehimanot. Oma le barhei lehiel, what's this lehimanot then? It should have said, according to what you're explaining, lehimalot mi boile. Therefore, the correct interpretation is, ze sheminu chaveiran ledvar mitzvah, vehu lo nimna imahem, tanya amyachim, muvad lo yachal nikon, Zer shebitel kriyat shema shel shacharit or kriyat shema shel arvit, or shebitel tefillah shel shacharit or tefillah shel arvit, vechisaron lo yochal nimanot. Zer shenimnu chaveirav ledvar mitzvah, vehu lo nimna imahem. Omer bar hei lehilel, ma'ay dechtiv v'shavta berit mitzadik v'rasha ben oved Elohim l'asher lo avado. Isn't that the same thing? I'm a tzadik, I don't oved Elohim. I'm a rasha, I'm asher lo avado. Omer lechas v'shalom avado v'lo avado rabot tzadiki gemuri. והיא אדומה, שונה פרקו מאה פעמים, לשונה פרקו מאה ואחת פעמים. אמר לי, what? חד זין נקרא אלי לא עבדו? אמר לי, absolutely. זה יולמד מנשם. עשר פרסי בזוזי, חד עשר פרסי בתרי זוזי. אמר לי, אליהו לברעי, או סמצי לרב אלעזר, מה הבכתי מני צירפתיך ולא בכסף בחרתיך בחור עוני? מלמד שחזר הקדוש ברוך הוא, הכל מידות טובות, ייתן לישראל. And the only thing he found was עניות. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer Ein Omrim Bikru Gamal Bikru Chazir Al Bikru Tle Veize Zet Amit Chacham Shepiresh Min HaTorah Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lakish Omer Kol Amit Chacham Shepiresh Min HaTorah Alav HaKatuv Omer Ki Tzipor Nodedet Min Kina Ken Ish Noded Min Komo Vomer Mama Tzorah Votechem Bi Avel Ki Rachakum Yavai Lokashe כאן באחותו פנויה, כאן באשת איש, ובאיתם אהבה באשת איש, ולא קשה, כאן באונס, כאן ברצון, ובאיתם אהבה באונס, לא קשה, כאן באשת כהן, כאן באשת ישראל. ובא אלו יוצא לבא עם שלום. אומר, כאילו שיצא את המדבר הלכה לדבר מקרא, שוב אין לו שלום. שמואל אומר, זה הפורש בתלמוד למשנה, רבי יוחנן אומר, אפילו משעס לשעס.
Why is there no shalom? Because they feel like he owes them.